Welcome back to Horizons. During the week, I had the great pleasure of visiting Ardfert Primary School. First class, with their mentor, Billy O'Connor, had done Trojan work. I think they do it every year for St. Bridget's Day, and it being particularly even more special this year with our new bank holiday as well for the following Monday. The students told me stories about St. Bridget, beautiful St. Bridget blessing, and songs. In particular, a very long song, long associated with the Biddies and St. Bridget's Day, the Rare Bog. And I took some photos that you can see on dioceseofkerry.ie.
Fog, there was a hole, a rare hole, a rattling hole, a hole in a bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh.
So what school am I in now?
Ardfert School.
Ardfert National School.
What's your slogan?
Mullinoga.
And what class am I talking to?
First class.
And how many are there in this class?
29.
What do you like most as a class? What do you like doing?
Art.
Maths. Irish.
Irish.
And do you do any sports?
Basketball.
And do you like your school?
Yeah. There's loads of nice teachers.
Oh, what's the name of your teacher?
Mr. O'Connor.
I like when we go outside and just throw the balls around.
How do you feel when you get the holidays?
Happy.
Excited.
Kind of miss school.
Excited that we don't need to do school or homework.
Oh, that's what I want to ask you. Do you like doing homework?
Kind of.
Yes, because it makes you smarter.
Now, you're celebrating St. Bridget's Day. Matilda, who is St. Bridget?
She is the patroness of Ireland.
Jacob, do you know where she was born?
She was born in County Louth, also known as the Wee County.
The Wee County. And Hannah, what do you know about St. Bridget when she was a young girl like you?
She made sure the cows were fed twice a day. She helped with the cooking and cleaning and she fed the cows.
Do you have any jobs like that?
Yeah, I help with the cleaning.
But you don't have to feed the animals?
I feed my dog.
Well, in the hole there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree, a tree in a hole in the bog down in the valley. Oh.
So, Aoife, what kind of story do you know about St. Bridget?
Well, her dad wanted her to get married, but she didn't want to get married. So then she thought of an idea. So she said that she would get married for him. So on the morning of the wedding, she woke up and she made her hair look bad and put on rags and put bad makeup on and screw up her face. And then when she walked downstairs, her fiancé walked in and said, "I'm not marrying you. You're way too ugly."
Oh, that was exactly what she wanted, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever do something like that?
Probably.
Do people only marry other people because they look good?
I don't know.
And on that tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb, a limb on a tree in a hole, and a hole in the bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh.
Jay, you know more about St. Bridget as well. What's your story?
One morning, St. Bridget was on the farm and she went down the road and she saw a very, very sick man. She looked at the very, very sick man that didn't have any money to buy food or medicine. So she thought for a few minutes and then she got an idea. So she snuck back to the farm and snuck up into her dad's bedroom. She opened his wardrobe, found a sword made of the most valuable materials and covered in jewels. She took it and snuck down the road, gave the sword to the very, very sick man, and snuck back to the farm. When it was bedtime, her dad, Duocht, came up and looked for his sword, but he couldn't find it. He called his wife, Brishuk.
The dad called the wife?
Yeah, the wife. She came up running and asked him what happened. He said, "I can't find my sword." Then they both looked at each other and they knew straight away who took it.
Were they angry?
Yeah, they were. So they shouted straight away, "Bridget!" And that's the end of the story.
Very good story. A story of robbing your parents for good, though, I suppose.
And on that limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch, a branch on a limb, and a limb on a tree, and a tree in a hole, and a hole in a bog, and a bog down in the valley.
Okay, Killian, you've a story about Bridget as well.
One day, St. Bridget went up to the king and said, "Please, can I have some of your land?" And the king said, "No, you may not have any land." So St. Bridget said that again and again and again, until finally the king said, "You can have some land, but only as much land as your cloak can cover." So she laid her cloak on the ground. It grew bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
How big did it get?
4 acres.
Wow, some big cloth that became.
So she built 2 monasteries with it, one for the boys and one for the girls. So that meant one for the monks, one for the nuns.
Why do you like that story?
Because I like building, and I also like castle games.
And on that branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig,
a twig in the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb and the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, rattling bog, bog down in the valley. Oh, rare bog, rattling bog, bog down in the valley.
Danny, you have a story about St. Bridget.
Yes, I do. So one time St. Bridget was working on her farm with her mom, and she was milking the cows, making some butter and cheese. And then after she done it, she got an idea. So she took all the butter, cheese and milk and gave it to the homeless, but she thought she was going to get in trouble.
So did she get into trouble?
No. She prayed to God that the food would come back, and it did.
The story ended well and she didn't get into too much trouble.
Yes.
Well done.
And on that twig there was a nest, a rare nest, a rattling nest. And the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, rattling bog.
Today is St. Bridget's Day.
The 1st of February.
First day of spring. Nail of breed.
Maroon of grill.
Lawn of Bridoga.
Patron saint of Ireland.
Boys and girls, I present to you the Biddy on Bridoig.
May Bridget bless this house. May Bridget bless the house wherein we dwell. Bless every fireside, every well and floor. Bless every heart that beats beneath its roof. And every tongue and mind forevermore.
Celtic blessing.
Celtic blessing.
Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you.
Deep peace of the gentle night to you. Moon and stars pour their healing light on you.
Deep peace of Christ be in your hearts, your homes, your communities, our world. Amen.
Amen.
Blessing of St. Bridget's Cross.
Blessing of St. Bridget's Cross.
Circle me, Lord, keep protection near and danger afar.
Circle me, Lord, keep hope within, keep doubts without.
Circle me, Lord, keep light near and darkness afar.
Circle me, Lord, keep peace within, keep evil out.
Bridget's Blessing.
Bridget's Blessing.
Every day I pray to St. Bridget that.
Every day I pray to St. Bridget that.
No fire, no flame shall burn me.
No lake, no sea shall drown me.
No sword, no spear shall wound me.
No king, no chief insult me.
All the birds sing for me.
All the cattle love for me.
All the insects buzz for me.
God's angels shall protect me.
God's angels shall protect me. Up in the valley of...
And on that nest there was an egg, a rare egg, a rattling egg, an egg on the nest, and a nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, roll, rattling bog, the bog down in the valley.
Abby, what have you to say about St. Bridget?
This is a present for St. Bridget to you.
Oh, a beautiful cross. Oh, thank you so much. That is gorgeous. St. Bridget's cross.
Yeah.
I'll hang that up at home. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Down in the valley.
And on that egg there was a bird, a rare bird, a rattling bird. The bird on the egg, and the egg on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, oh,
on that bird there was a feather, a rare feather, a rattling feather. The feather on the bird, and the bird on the egg, and the egg on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh,
and on that feather there was a flea, a rare flea, a rattling flea, and a flea on the feather, and the feather on the bird, and the bird on the egg on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, 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 that is
a big thank you to Billy O'Connor and Ardfert Primary School, in particular, First Class. And they will be doing Thought for the Day, week after next, starting with our new St. Bridget's Bank holiday. Well done, everyone. After the break, I chat with Teddy O'Connor.